You're listening to SBS News.
Sophia Sarkis knows what it feels like to live under military rule. The 43-year-old grew up in Myanmar, but he's now an Australian citizen watching the deadly coup aftermath unfold in her birthplace. She wants the federal government to sanction relatives of Myanmar's military officials living in Australia.
So by doing that, if we put, Australian government put a sanctions on their daughters or son, and they will feel pain of how citizens of Myanmar people are feeling.
Ms. Sarkis says at least 7 children of military leaders live in Australia. Others in the community estimate it could be up to 300. Their calls are drawing widespread support, including from Green Senator Janet Rice.
The options would be visa bans, revoking work rights, freezing financial assets. We are not saying that these sanctions should be automatically imposed and sort of blanket against all family members. There needs to be the assessment as to whether these family members are directly connected with the coup leaders and whether it's appropriate to apply sanctions to them.
It would be following America's lead. The United States has imposed sanctions on 2 children of Myanmar's military leader, Min Aung Hlaing, and 6 companies they control. Human Rights Watch Myanmar researcher Manny Mong says financial links between Australia and Myanmar should also be investigated.
We should also be looking at making sure that Australian businesses don't have any ties with military conglomerates and their subsidiaries.
A month on from the coup, peaceful protests continue with demonstrators breaking curfew with candles in hand, but it never stays calm for long. In one crackdown, up to 200 people were reportedly arrested and 1 person shot. Independent journalist Thin Lai Win says documenting events is more dangerous than ever.
Protesters as well as journalists are going out every single day wondering whether this is the last day that they're going to be doing their job.
Amnesty International has verified dozens of videos and says the military is using increasingly lethal tactics and weapons against protesters that would normally be seen on the battlefield. Amnesty's Myanmar researcher Kaylee Long has concluded the military has engaged in systematic and premeditated killings.
Earlier on, there had been a mixed use of live bullets and rubber bullets, but now what we're seeing is a mounting death toll.
In a statement from the United Nations approved by all members, including China, the Security Council urged restraint, but stopped short of calling it a coup. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned the violence.
I hope that with this statement, there will be an increasing conscience in the military in Myanmar that it is absolutely essential to release all prisoners. It is absolutely essential to respect the result of the elections.
It comes as more evidence emerges of police officers fleeing Myanmar to India. This former officer can't be named for fear of retribution.
As protests were taking place, my boss ordered us to fire at the crowd. I refused to shoot them. I said, I'd rather side with the people. Later, I told him, I was going to visit my family. That's when I ran away.
Pressure is building inside and out of the country for a speedy resolution. Catalina Flores, SBS News.